Welcome to Let's Get Information. My name is Alexa Salvaggio, and this, my friends, is a podcast for seekers, entrepreneurs, spirit junkies, and wellness lovers of all kinds. Each week, we'll be offering you inspiration, education, and co-creation that will help you cultivate an epic life. So let's dig deep, lift up, and thrive through these personal stories, tips, how-tos, and most importantly, great, rich truth. Hi, gorgeous information seekers. It's Alexa, and it is Wisdom Wednesday. Yes, it's Wisdom Wednesday, and I am so happy to be talking to you. Speaking of joy, speaking of happiness, of course, as always, it's time for the review of the week. If you want a chance to be the review of the week, please do head over to iTunes and leave a review, and I may just have a special treat for you. Well, I'm a poet. Okay. So today's review comes from KLS2097. Thank you for this. After listening to the first episode, I am ready to tackle everything. Great recommendations for books, classes, ways to center yourself, thoroughly entertaining, funny, thoughtful, and worth listening to the whole episode. Thank you so much, KLS2097. I am so very grateful. Please do email me, and I will send you a yoga mat by Gaiam. You can reach me at alexa@alexasalvaggio.com. Please email me. Awesome. So today I wanted to talk to you about raising your vibration. You know, sometimes we just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I know I do it all the time. Or you're just kind of feeling down about something in your life, or just feeling kind of stagnant or stuck, or just down. Just legit down. We've all been there. If you haven't, you're probably not playing full out. You're probably not living fully, because no one's a stranger to this, right? We've all had days where we're just like, ugh, bleh, life, right? So how do we raise our vibration? Now, I know many yoga teachers, myself included, would say like, oh, meditate or take a yoga class. And yes, those things can be wonderful for some people. But I have to tell you, sometimes when I'm in that dark place of just kind of feeling drab, meditation, whether it's movement meditation or seated, it's almost like putting a lid on a pot of boiling water. It's like it's going to explode eventually, and it's just not helpful. It just kind of exacerbates it. And so I do recommend doing that. I actually do recommend meditating or practicing yoga, but I recommend doing that after you've done these other things, right? Which I'm about to tell you about. For me, when I wake up or when I'm midday or whatever the time is and I'm feeling not so great, am I feeling low energy or I'm feeling disconnected, I start with the external and I move internally. So the meditation piece, I recommend doing that later in the day. For me, tunes. Finding a solid tune, aka music. Yeah, a song that maybe brings up a sense memory or a specific time in your life where things were joyous. Something that vibrationally can make a shift, right, in your attitude. So for me, the song Dancing in the Moonlight will immediately kind of get me like, oh, joyous. Or the song, who is it? It's Hall and Oates. And I don't remember the name of the song right now, but there's a Hall & Oates song that I listen to when I'm feeling just like, ugh. And it's so funny because if you've ever been through like a breakup or done anything that you just don't feel good about, often we'll want to listen to like something really morose. And like that can be good. That can be helpful too if that's your jam. But like if the desire is to lift the vibration, like we have to start bringing in things that are of a higher vibration, right? An uplifting song, something that brings up a joyous memory or a good feeling. That's my go-to. Number two, Esther Hicks talks about this, and I love it. And it sounds so silly, but honestly, it works. Take a damn nap. Literally, go to sleep, because it's almost like resetting. It's like restarting, rebooting, right? We can wake up. We can start fresh. We can start over again. So even if it's just 15 minutes, take a nap and start again. Three, do something that you absolutely get lost in. Now, that sounds kind of counterintuitive, because I'm all about like mindfulness, but I'm not talking about getting lost like getting wasted and like blacking out. Like, I'm talking about in the flow of something. Like, for me, it's singing. Or for me, I'm learning the guitar right now. So like, when I'm learning a new chord, like, I am 100% present, but I'm in flow and it's joyous to me. Or like, when I'm learning Italian, I'm teaching myself Italian. Like, I love those words. I think they are so sexy. I think they are so beautiful, and I love to learn them. So for me, I can get lost in those very productive, beautiful things. And it's ironic, because the more lost we get in those sorts of things, the more found we actually are in this exact moment, right? Sometimes we have to get lost in order to get found. We have to get lost in something meaningful, purposeful, and joyous, so that we can be found in this present moment rather than trying to escape it, right? Because when we're feeling low vibration, we want to escape the moment, except we want to use usually unhealthy means to do that. Or we just want to like feel down in the dumps and just like be in that. And like, it's important to just feel down in the dumps. We're not supposed to feel perfect all the time. But at the same time, you know, there is a way to lift out of it. And I think we need those. It's like gasping for air. You know, it's like you have to come to the surface every once in a while. We can't live in the muck. We cannot live in the muck. You know, the story of the lotus flower, you know, it's, and I talk about it in class all the time. The lotus flower is this like perfect, beautiful flower that represents enlightenment and spirit and whatever. Yeah, well, the lotus flower blooms in the mud. Yeah, it blooms in the swamp, right? So the swamp is not necessarily a bad place, but we don't want to live there full time. So this is why we have to raise our vibration every once in a while. So we have listened to good music. We have taken a freaking nap. Hit the snooze button. Take a moment. And then we have get lost in flow. Yeah. And once you've done those things and you're feeling a little bit higher, you're feeling a little bit more, I can breathe. Then hit the meditation cushion. Then go to yoga. Then get embodied. Because look, being low vibration is normal. But again, like, we don't need to live there, right? So lift yourself out of it and then embody yourself. You're still going to process everything. You're still going to feel it. Because again, you know what I say, if you want to heal it, you got to feel it. You're still going to. But do it from just a little bit of elevation, and it's going to be a lot easier. And it's also not going to seem so daunting, because sometimes it just seems overwhelming. It's like, God, if I fully feel this despair, I'm just going to get lost in it forever. You're not going to get lost in it forever. Lift up and then feel it. Lift up and out just a little bit and then feel it. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear. All right, my loves. Happy Wisdom Wednesday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mwah! You guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. What an absolute gift. Please do connect to me. I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, social media in general, at Alexa Salvaggio. And if you do have a second, I would be super grateful if you left us a review on iTunes. Why? Well, because that actually makes us more visible to everyone. And I'm all about spreading the good stuff, right? Spreading the goods, getting the word out, because I want us all to benefit. I want us all to feel good. I want us all to thrive. So this is your gentle reminder, my love, to go out there and create an epic life. All my love.